He's got heart, he's got style, he's got the words make you wanna smile. He's a one and only Jolly Roger Blues. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
Oh, hi there, me heart is. This be your captain, Jolly Roger, ready to set sail across the worldwide wave with you. So, hoist the sails, lift the anchor, and prepare for voyage. In the course of my work, I consult many high-profile blues musicians. The majority, when pressed for a definition, inform me that the unifying feature in blues is that it exposes raw feelings about life's realities. Yasmin Cardi's music may not be traditional blues, but it most certainly possesses emotion-charged lyrics, portraying the harsh realities of life in our inner-city ghettos. This, the voice of the street, needs, demands to be heard. Power brokers in our societies, it is time to take note. Yasmin Cardi is on your case. The status quo is about to be challenged in these 21st century blues. Let's listen to Yasmin Cardi now as she performs Belle of the World.
Tells of you last night. You have nothing else to say, so just get on my face and go. You constant to me this way. Some people in this world are born to be so low. You fell in love the world last night. Oh, 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 oh. You fell in love the world last night, and no one was there to catch you. I put my Primark coat on, step outside your light, shut the bloody curtains, 'cause I ain't never coming back. The grass is always greener on the other side. So your silly head thought to you fell on your backside. You have nothing else to say, so just get on my face and go. You can't step to me this way. You can't possibly be part of the human race. You there to catch you.
album of yours seems to be causing something of a stir.
We've been really, really fortunate and BBC introduced them to pick two of our songs on it. Ridiculously excited about that, and we still can't believe it. So.
Okay, let's hear one of those songs now. Here is London Town.
10 o'clock in the evening and I switch on my TV, trying to watch what's on the news, and I'll tell you what I see. A little girl with a beautiful smile flashes on my screen. Another victim shot, her future cause we may never see. You need to grow up, you need to grow up. You're trying to act so cool, you look like a fool. You need to grow up, you need to grow up. Take responsibility for the things that you do. You think you're a bad man, you're not a bad man. Picking up a gun makes you a little man. Playing cowboys and Indians and shooting people dead. Stop acting like idiots, you need to use your head. You think you're a bad man, you're not a bad man. Picking up a gun makes you a little man. Playing cowboys and Indians and shooting people dead. Stop acting like idiots, you need to use your head. You need to love your London town. Love your London town. I say, love your London town.
Mr. Government, why don't you tell me what's your part? With all the budget cuts you made, that little girl, she won't get far. I know if she was one of yours, the story won't be the same. She'll get all the help she needs, and she won't be in pain.
You need to grow up, you need to grow up. Messing with our lives, politicians, no more lies. You need to grow up. Grow up, take responsibility for the things that you do. You think you're a bad man, you're not a bad man. Picking up a gun makes you a little man. Playing cowboys and Indians and shooting people dead. Stop acting like idiots, you need to use your head. You think you're a bad man, you're not a bad man. Picking up a gun makes you a little man. Playing cowboys and Indians and shooting people dead. Stop acting like idiots, you need to use your head. Was Dan Malola Taylor. Next day it was Stephen Lawrence. We need to hold up for a moment and think about our youths. One day it was Dan Malola Taylor. Next day it was Stephen Lawrence. We need to hold up for a moment and think about our youths. Hey! You think you're a bad man, you're not a bad man. Picking up a gun makes you a little man. Playing cowboys and Indians and shooting people dead. Stop acting like idiots, you need to use your head. You think you're a bad man, you're not a bad man. Picking up a gun makes you a little man. Playing cowboys and Indians and shooting people dead. Stop acting like idiots, you need to use your head. You need to love your London town. Love your London town. I said love your London.
So, you're working on the album at the present moment?
Yes, we're working with three producers at the moment, actually. One of them is a gentleman called Mike Horner, who works at the world-famous Wax Studios. I met him by a friend of mine who drums for Plan B, so he heard our stuff, liked it, and decided, yeah, he'll work with us.
Here's Plan B with Beam Me Up, Scotty.
We were sitting down here.
And then he got us in touch with another gentleman called Alec Gonsos, who used to write for All Saints and co-wrote their number one hit, Black Coffee. So he heard our stuff and said, okay, I want to work with you. So I've been co-writing with him on both tracks. So that was a bit scary. It was good. Learning a lot. And just been gigging all over the place. So yeah, it's been good.
Great stuff. Well done. What kind of music did you grow up listening to? What did your parents have on the radio, on the record player, when you were a child?
Wow. To everything, because I'm originally from Sierra Leone, West Africa, so we didn't have, you know, radio stations like over here in the UK. We had a lot of pre-recorded stuff, and my dad would always put, like, country music, believe it or not. He'd put your Dolly Parton, your Jimmy Reeves, and all those guys, and we'd listen to a lot of pop, a lot of reggae, a lot of soul. So you name it, my dad would play it. And I think that had a massive influence on me, looking back, because I'd always been singing, and growing up in Africa isn't, you know, where you dream of becoming a singer. So it's a bit of a weird one.
What about African music? Did you hear much African music?
We'd hear stuff from, like, local bands and local musicians. Nothing anybody would have heard of. But yeah, we definitely did. And African music is kind of similar to Caribbean music as well. You know, a lot of drums and the time signature and, you know, the rhythm, it's similar. But mainly, I would say, we listen to a lot of European music.
Mm-hmm.
Like your Whitney Houston's, for example, Mariah Carey, the usual Michael Jackson, your Prince.
Coming up now, we have Whitney Houston with It's Not Right, But It's Okay.
Friday night, you and your boys went out to eat. Then they hung out, but you came home around 3, as you did. If 6 of y'all went out, then 4 of you were really cheap, yeah. 'Cause only 2 of you had dinner. I found your credit card receipt. It's not right.
when we came over here, because there was a massive war in Sierra Leone in relation to the whole Blood Diamond stuff. And when we came over here, I think it was in 93, and then we'd listen to, you know, Your No Doubt, The Noisette, Plan B, those guys. So mainly European music, even back home in Africa.
And which musician or musicians would you say have influenced you the most?
Wow, so many. Because my past had been so varied. I started off in musical theatre as an actress. So we did a lot of musicals. So musicals have played a big part in my life, but my heart wasn't in it. So then one day I got brave. I think this is after reading Barack Obama's biography. And I thought, God, if he can do it, who am I to not try at least? So musical theatre, because I did musical theatre. And then I ended up getting a play, playing Billie Holiday in association with Jazz FM. So then jazz was thrown in there.
Here's the incomparable Billie Holiday with the Oscar Hammerstein pen Lover Come Back to Me.
So is love. This eager heart of mine is singing. Lover, come back to me. The sky is blue. The night is cold. The moon is new. But love is old. This aching heart of mine is singing. Lover, where can you be? When I remember every little thing you used to do, I grow lonely. Every road I walk along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue. High above, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I grow lonely. Every road I walk along, I walk along with you. No wonder I'm lonely. The sky is blue and high above. The moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me.
And then what else? And then I guess listening to pop bands like Take That and Boyzone, you know, all those guys back in the 90s. So it varied so much depending on what path I've gone through at what time, and then the different path just kind of adds a different genre to my musical taste and influence, I guess. Does that make sense?
Of course, yes. So where did it all begin? When did you first perform in public, and do you have any memories of that?
Wow. I guess as a child, my dad always used to say, Yasmin, come and sing. You know, when you'd get people around the house for dinner or for lunch, because our family was massive and we were always socializing with people. So I guess one of those events were my first public performances, because it was so scary.
So why don't we get you to sing for us now? Here is Yasmin Cardi and the Tricks with Too Much to Handle.
Me. You gotta know how to treat me. You've been asking around about me, finding out things about me. Well, baby, let's get together. If you're feeling brave, then you just come my way. But just don't make me mad. Well, your heart knows what you don't have. If you're feeling brave, you just come my way. Just don't make me mad. Your heart knows what you don't have. If you quiet, shy type. No, baby, I'm a little too much to handle. That's right, a little too much to handle. So, you're feeling brave and you just got my way, but just don't make me mad. Well, you want to lose what you don't have. If you're feeling brave, you just come my way, just don't make me mad.
Studying BTEC in performing arts, and then we wrote an original musical, and then we were invited to this local television station to perform. So I guess that was years ago. That was my first sort of public performance. But in front of a live audience, I'd say it was back in 2002 when I played a character called Carmen in a musical called Fame. I think there was a movie out as well, and the character's called Coco in the movie. And it was in a massive theatre, probably near enough between 700 to 1,000 people. So that was my sort of first real, you know, professional live performance, singing, dancing and acting. And that was in Wales, actually.
Uh-huh.
Llandudno, if I can pronounce it correctly. Yes, that was a massive theatre in Llandudno. Oh yeah, that was my very, very first performance. Audience, and that was fun.
So what are you doing in your music career right now?
Right now, I'm writing a lot, and the main goal now is to finish these tracks we're working on and release an EP, hopefully by the grace of God within the next few months. Because we're an unsigned band, an unmanaged band. We've also been shopping around for management. So we've had a few meetings, we've had a couple of offers, but it's so tricky knowing the right company to go with, because as you can imagine, it's a massive decision, and it's a career-changing decision. So while that's going on, I'm just writing, recording, working with the different producers, doing a lot of gigs, and then we've just been offered our first international festival in Ireland, which has just been amazing. And then BBC's picked up one of our songs called Not a Beautiful Day, and they've played it as one of BBC London's best new music. And basically this song is about sort of our government and how they make it, in my opinion, make it difficult for the ordinary man to survive by always taxing us this and taxing us that and not paying a lot of people decent wages and just making life very difficult for the ordinary man. And I tend to write a lot about that stuff. And I guess that's the other reason why we're getting attention, because our songs aren't about, you know, I'm in the club drinking champagne, wearing my £10,000 watch, and that's what, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Glamorizing that sort of lifestyle, which is nothing wrong with if, you know, you can afford it and that's what you're into. But because of my background and growing up in a council flat and, you know, not having a sort of privilege, shall I say, upbringing, I can relate to the other side and write a lot about that. And I think people have been relating to that. So I think that's why our music is causing a bit of a buzz.
After the introduction, let's listen to the track itself. Here is Not a Beautiful Day.
The average man earns around £40 a day, and he's got to pay his rent. He's got two kids and a baby on the way, and it's him they all depend. Then the government decides to take his little wage to shoes. Come gather round now, people on the dance floor. Forget your worries, just for one moment. Let's have fun, a bit of enjoyment. Everyday people work so hard to get on by, working hard from 9 to 5. Now who the hell are you? Don't tell us how to live our lives. Live our lives how you decide. All you ever do is make it hard to survive by putting tax on this and tax on that. No matter what you do, you can never get us down, cause we'll just fight. Not a beautiful day, you know it's wrong. Continue, continue. So come get your groove on, go get your party shoes. Come gather around now, people on the dance floor. Forget your worries, just for one moment. Let's have fun, a bit of enjoyment. Come get your groove on, go get your party shoes. Come gather around now, people on the dance floor. Forget your worries, just for one moment. Let's have fun, a bit of enjoyment.
Blind eye on issues like the child services. For instance, a few years ago there was a massive case about a baby called Baby P who died because social services didn't pay enough attention to his mother and mother's boyfriend that was raising him up, and then he ended up dying because of physical violence. So all of this stuff I write about in my songs, so it just makes it very relatable for people struggling in the current economical state of our society. So I'm just very outspoken about stuff like that. So people relate to it and people get it. And can I just talk about another song that I'm working on, which is what our band's about. It's about the pressures that the media put women through, so to speak. You know, we're constantly getting bombarded with picture-perfect images. You've got to be a size 8, your breasts have got to be a certain size, you've got to look a certain way. And, you know, I write about stuff like that and say, do you know what? No, actually, you don't. And we only get bombarded with these images because corporate companies want to sell. They want to sell. People get in debt because they can't afford it, and think, okay, I'm going to take a loan to get breast enlargement because, like, this is what I should look like. This is what's on my TV. So I performed this particular song, actually, and it's called I Don't Want to Be a Model, for the first time a couple of weeks ago at a venue called Avalon in Soho. And the reaction was absolutely amazing. As I was singing, all these young women in the crowd were getting up and dancing and saying, yes, we don't want to be this. We don't want to be a size 8. You're right. We're getting tired of starving ourselves. We just want to be normal, you know. Uh-huh. And again, it's something that people can relate to, and it makes me happy that not everybody wants to be a size 8 and look a certain way and have breast enlargements and stuff. So, and I feel the more people think about stuff like that and write about that, you know, I think the better it will be, in my opinion, because everybody's different, you know. And I think the media, to a certain extent, just portrays like certain type of look for women especially, and men of course, and then kids see that and they think that's what we should aspire to be, this is what we should look like. If I'm a size 10 or a size 12, then I'm not normal, because every morning I wake up, I switch my TV and I see a size 6, a size is what I should look like? I'm sorry, I just went off on one. It's just something I'm so passionate about, and it bugs me every time.
No, I appreciate
so,
that.
I'll be quiet now. I'll let you speak. Oh, dear.
No, that's good. I'm glad you are passionate about issues like that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You said earlier, mm-hmm. or you used earlier a phrase, there by the grace of God.
Yeah.
Does God feature in your life? And if so, is that reflected in your music?
Yes. I suppose coming from somewhere like Africa, a war-torn country, all we have is hope. And there's something happened that I don't really talk about much because, you know, I prefer people to focus on my music as opposed to my backstory. But my dad nearly got killed, and, you know, we had like truckload of soldiers who bombarded our house at one point and took my dad away and thought we had a lot of money and we thought we'd never see my dad again and like it is that happened to my family. I guess all we'd been brought up on was hope. So because of that, God plays a massive, massive, massive part in my family. But at the same time, I'd never force my beliefs on anyone.
Here's Paola Nattini with High Hopes.
My hopes are high, but my eyes can't believe what they see. Oh, give me something to believe. Give me something to believe. Oh, I've got lucky in life and got plenty to eat. I saw this world is one big pool of opportunity. Oh, but there's too much mind corruption, too little remedy. Oh, that's how it seems to me. Yeah, we need a moral education to set the young minds free. So let us change what we can and accept what we can't, and impart some of the wisdom from the tried and tested man. Oh, there's no harm in being wrong, you know, no. But to me it's common ground. So take that feather from your cap, pass that feather around. My hopes are high, but my eyes can't believe what they see.
I guess after all that has happened, getting down on my knees every night and praying for a better life for myself and my family, and seeing how my life has changed and how my belief and faith has sort of helped me through life to get to the next stage and then the next stage and then the next stage. So yeah, I do believe there is a God, and or a Buddha or Jesus Christ or whatever a name people use to interpret God. But I strongly believe that there is a higher power commonly referred to as God, or different religions or different ethnic backgrounds, different, you know, names that people refer it to. But and I say God. That's my interpretation. But definitely I believe there is a higher power because of my experiences. And
right.
You know, I just believe in what I believe in, and that's that.
A track that echoes that thought is I Still Believe by The Church Rhythm.
What age were you when you moved from Sierra Leone?
Teen, I think, at the time. Such a life-changing experience, as you'd imagine. Because we'd been over to the UK twice before, but just on holiday. But coming somewhere on holiday and actually coming somewhere to live is so different. Because, one, at that age, 13, you're changing so much. You know, like all the interior setting, your body's changing. And then having to go school over here. God, it was so difficult to begin with. Because you're different, kids tend to look at you differently or speak to you differently or treat you differently. You know, especially coming from Africa, they'd say, say stuff like, oh, go back to the bush baby, or if we'd be in the cafeteria having lunch and I'd have a fork and knife, a girl would come up to me and say, but I didn't realise you could eat with a fork and knife. You know, like, what did you think, that I lived in a tree and I used wing on branches and stuff? But obviously it's no fault of their own. It's, I don't know, a lack of understanding or education, I don't know, but, you know, when you're different at that age, things, you know, kids can be quite mean.
As you say, Yasmin, maybe it's a lack of understanding, but one thing that everybody understands, especially when they're being treated mean, is the blues. Here's Glenn Kaiser with Everybody Understands the Blues.
I'm glad for my experiences because it makes you who you are, you know, and it gives you such a thick skin. And in the music industry, goodness, you got to have the thickest skin ever. I'm pretty grateful for my experiences. And the funny thing that a few of those girls who bullied me back then or said very unpleasant things, some of them I'm still friends with, like very good friends, funnily enough.
Here's a Jimmy Page composition taken from Led Zeppelin III, It's Friends.
Thank you.
you know, and we'd look back and laugh and say, you remember the time you said, go back to the bush, you bush baby? No, I'm not. I'm glad for those experiences. Like I say, it kind of, it makes you who you are. And I also believe, like, we go through these things to prepare you for the next day, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, I just think you go through this level and then cry, you get over it, you learn from it, you dust yourself off, and then you move on and on and so forth. So, I'm not bitter.
Who's been the greatest encouragement to you in your music career?
Wow. My family, definitely. My dad, God rest his soul. He was always supportive, you know, he was traditional African slash Lebanese dad. I'm native Lebanese as well. You know, he wasn't like my daughter should be a nurse or a doctor or just get married and have children. He'd always, you know, follow your dreams.
Which leads us nicely into the next track from Dinah Washington, Dream.
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream, that's the thing to do. Just watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of memories there. So dream when the day is through. Dream. Never are as bad as they seem. So dream, dream, dream. When the day is through, dream.
I've got three brothers. They're amazingly supportive and always turn up at my gigs. And my close friends, I've got a handful of very, very close friends, and they're all supportive because it's tough, you know. People look at this industry and think it's so glamorous and you're wealthy if you're being played on the radio, but that's not the case at all. You know, there are people out there who are giving people like myself and my band a chance to be heard on the radio, because it's pretty tough, and it's great to have that support, because days when you wake up and you feel as if you can't go on, you know, your mum would phone you or your best friend would phone you and say, look, get on with it, okay? Stop moping around. Just get on with it. And then you get a little break, like get played on BBC Radio as one of London's best in music, and that kind of fuels you a little bit longer, you know? You're like, God, I can do this!
Yes, you can do this, Yasmin, and I'm certainly glad that you do. I'd like to thank you for spending this time just chatting about your career. And I'd like to thank you as well, our audience, because it's you that make it all worthwhile. And now please, Yasmin, if you would play us out with Deliver Me.
Deliver me. chair in my council flat, in front of my keyboard, but I can't play a note. Trying to rap a song, but I can't think of the words. What is to become of me if I don't make it through? Get myself heard, I've come a long way and I won't get deterred. Dear Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Back home from my native land, my mama met my pops in our native town, Freetown, Sierra Leone. Where the blood diamonds are from, a little children, I cry, little children, I'm crying, little children, I'm crying, little children, I lie, but we just don't give a damn. No,